Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Personal Twitter account at the Costos. You Better You Bet has tweeted it out as well, and I would encourage everyone in the YouTube and Twitch chats to hashtag join the conversation. Today is Superman's 86th birthday. He's not a real person. But 86 years ago today, Action Comics won. Yeah. I'd vote for him. For sure.
A, I'm from Krypton. And two, kryptonite really damages me.
I was gonna say, should we build a wall to prevent people from Krypton like coming into the country through the border?
That's how they stopped General Zod. They rewrote it. They did something different.
So on this day in 1938, Action Comics number one hit the shelves, featuring the first ever appearances of Superman and
Casey Kasem.
That's a hit the shelves, featuring the first ever appearances of Superman and Lois Lane. So in memorial of that, let's talk superheroes today. In honor of that. Thank you, Alex. That was the word I was looking for.
Thank you, the person not on the show. Thank you, producer.
I will Venmo Alex whatever the prorated portion of my contract is, like 5 cents for basic 5 seconds for doing that job for me. In honor of that, we ask you, dear listener and dear viewer, and we'll talk to the crew as well. Should we call Mike Brown?
Where is he?
He's like about to get married, but I feel maybe should be involved in this though.
At the altar, honey, I'll be right back. This is the moment I was born for on the show.
like need to fire off this hot take on why Cyclops is the best X-Man.
Yes. Do you think Superman's the best? Hang on one second, honey. I do.
So in honor of this. Action Comics number one hitting the shelves. Who is the best superhero and why? We were going to ask who's going to win the NBA Finals, and then we thought everyone would answer Denver and the segment would suck. So we're going with this instead. So if you're on YouTube, it's being honest. Like, sincerely, that's the truth. Like, the segment's going to suck if we do that. So let's make it fun. YouTube and Twitch, you're in the chats. You're watching. You want all the bets. You're going to get them. But we want you to tell us your favorite superhero, who's the best superhero, and why. I'll give you mine. Ken will give you his. I actually have my top five list ranked in order.
Wow.
So excited to talk about this a little. Oh, yeah. A little. I used to be a big, big comic book guy. Big comic book guy. Mainly when I was a kid, but I still kind of like kept up with it over the course of the years. I wanted to say this also, and I'll be very brief with this. Did you know that there is now a movie being developed and a video game? A new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie and video game. This is true. This is not the setup to a joke. And I will be really quick here because I think it's the coolest thing I've ever heard. There was a comic that came out like a couple years ago. I saw it on like IGN's Instagram account put this out. It's called The Last Ronin. And it's like an alternate like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reality where in the future, like Shredder's grandson like rules Manhattan, like a totalitarian government situation with like the Foot Clan. And three of the turtles and Splinter are all dead and were murdered by the Foot Clan. And one turtle is left, and it's like his like violent tale of revenge, like against the Foot Clan and against Shredder's grandson. Do you want to know? I feel like it kind of spoils it a little bit. I haven't read it, but like a movie's gonna come out, and apparently this was like the best reviewed thing a couple years ago. It sounds awesome, right?
But in the trailer, they're going to show you that. Are you not supposed to know the one that's left? Do they tell you at the end?
I don't know. I feel like people don't know because the comments are all like, who is it?
Oh. And you know who it is.
I do know who it is, yeah, because I was very curious.
Don't tell us. People can look it up if they want. Yeah. And I don't think I care, but like me, people might care. That's fine. It's a great teaser.
I think it's a great story, right? Just like because of this childhood thing. And let's like.
I mean, you love anything having to do with Asian culture. So the fact that it's like, oh, well, it's like futuristic and Ronin and whatever. And they're like all these like, martial arts. Like, this is your jam.
Yeah.
This is the thing you like the most. Did you see the Seth Rogen Turtles movie too?
No.
Oh, it was, I took my kids. It was awesome for what it was. Like, I'm not saying they should win the Academy Award or something, but like for what it was, really, really. Also, it has like a ton of 90s hip hop as the soundtrack, which because it's Seth Rogen. So like, it's actually like, I appreciated that, even though my kids were like, I don't understand why, like, why are you happy right now? Cause they're playing Tribe Called Quest. Like, I'd say, you know, they just had little moments like that.
And it may or may not surprise people to hear that I watched episode 9 of Shogun last night on Hulu, and I give it my highest recommendation. It's like on the bare level. It's that good.
I haven't watched a single episode. All right. I think I'm going to wait, and I'm going to watch it all in like one night or two nights.
It's so, so good. Yes. It's so good. All right. So favorite superheroes at the end of the hour, in between now and then, just an absolute bleep ton of bets. Maybe we'll have some bets for tonight, or maybe not, considering none of the NHL games really matter except for two, the two that do. We have massive favorites, and only like two baseball games. So why don't we go ahead right now, Alex? So give it to we'll talk about the sponsor in a second here. Let's drop the dope ass beat, Jake, and we will get to the bets right now. Our show sponsor is BetMGM. BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks, and BetMGM has their Refer a Friend program. All you got to do is sign in, click on the Refer a Friend tab. In a few simple steps, you and your friend, your buddy, your pal, your compatriot will receive a $100 bonus. Promotional details can be found on BetMGM.com, so download the BetMGM app and start winning with the king of sportsbooks. Ken, let's talk like baseball and hockey tonight, and if we don't like anything, we'll literally go to like the play-in games tomorrow night and then the games for this weekend. Anything for you on tonight's slate in either hockey or baseball? And Jake, stand by in case you've got any baseball for us.
Well, I believe there's only one baseball game yet to take place, and it's the Diamondbacks-Giants game at 9:45, which I do not have a bet on. I think Logan Webb's pitching, though.
Yes.
I don't have anything particularly interesting to say about that game. The hockey games, I guess, are only interesting in this way. So, first of all, so you have your two big favorite games. Kings, huge favorite over the Blackhawks, 380, 390, 400. Golden Knights, same kind of market against the Ducks. Both teams kind of need the game. Worth noting, Vegas will be without like three prominent players in their lineup tonight. Chandler Stephenson, who didn't play in their last game. Anthony Mantha, who is kind of like day-to-day. And then Alex Pietrangelo, who's like one of their best defensemen. All of them are not playing. So, like, they do really need the game. Also, they're not at full strength. So, what a bizarre market where you have, like, all of these players out for a team. But, like, just they need the game. Gets you to minus 380, minus 400. And then you alluded to it. There's, like, a lot of rumors that, like, the Blackhawks are going to do really weird stuff with their lines tonight. And I read a couple tweets of people talking about it. And I was like, I don't know what this means, but it sounds like they're treating it like a preseason game. Like, I don't really understand what's
happening. Ed Belfour is going to be in goal. Right. Chris Chelios going to come out of retirement. Jeremy Roenick's going to play tonight.
And then the other just news that we have, well, I have a couple things. We have two lines that have moved, or two markets where the money line prices move really aggressively. I think kind of like on like rumor and innuendo, I think in one case that guys are all going to sit. And then we have confirmation that Winnipeg is sitting like everyone that they possibly can tonight against Vancouver. So Vancouver was a dog in that game at Winnipeg. Thatcher Demko is going to start because he needs the reps as he returns from his injury. He played against Calgary the other night. Now the Canucks are a minus 125 favorite in that game. I think that's kind of interesting. We're a dog now, like 35, 40 cent move through even money. Ton of win probability difference there. And then the other one is, and I don't know if this is confirmed yet, that the Oilers are going to sit a bunch of players tonight at Colorado. So Colorado opened a pretty small favorite in that game. And now Colorado is like minus 215, minus 220. So just like, it's, I don't know enough about hockey single game to be like, here's what you do when this stuff happens. But like in other sports, when you have like news and information that crazy drives a market and creates like a mania around a game, it can typically be pretty valuable to be contrarian in those situations where the market has moved really aggressively on the information, especially these like need the game games. Like, you know who else was perceived as needing the game going in? The Bruins against Ottawa. They were perceived as needing the game. Then they decided they didn't want to win the game, and then they lost. And then they outshot Ottawa like 94-1 in the third period and still didn't win. But like, it just doesn't always, in the NFL, week 18, we see this all the time. We saw it with what happened in the AFC South with Jacksonville. And you said, like, these games where it's like, well, they don't need the game. Be like, okay. And yet, we have these Spurs over the Nuggets when the Denver was going for the one seed at the end of the NBA regular season. It happens, not that it happens all the time, happens more than you think. That's all I'll say. So maybe the right strategy here is at the death, you make some really contrarian NHL bets tonight. I don't know enough about hockey to totally recommend that course of action. I can tell you in other sports, that's what I would be doing.
Maybe the right strategy is actually to fire up the PS5 after the show and punt till tomorrow in the world of sports.
Right, yes.
Unfortunately, I did that already for this past week's episode. Jake the Snake has a bet for us in tonight's Giants-Diamondbacks game. And everyone should be checking out Jake daily, weekdays here on the BetQL Network at 2 o'clock Eastern time with our friend Lucy Burge, Bet Slips and Bat Flips. So check Jake out, 2 o'clock Eastern, all social platforms on the BetQL Network. Jake giving out tons of baseball bets every day, tons of baseball analysis, tons of baseball information. Jake, what do you have for us here with the Giants and the D-backs?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Diamondbacks as dogs on the money line today against the Giants and Logan Webb. I know it's Logan Webb. He's really good, yada, yada, yada. Don't care. Ryan Nelson for the Diamondbacks is coming off his best start. 7 innings, 1 earned runs against the Cardinals. And in 2 starts at the Giants, a 1.98 ERA. I just don't think this should be priced like this. So I'm going to take a shot on the money line with the Diamondbacks as a dog. And a bonus college baseball bet, too. A good old-fashioned WTF, wrong team favored. NC State is dogs to UNC. I don't think they should be as big of dogs as they are. They're at home. UNC is terrible on the road. And NC State's playing really, really well lately. I'm going to take them on the money line outright to win.
What sport are we talking about right now?
College baseball.
NC State, they made the Final Four. They beat Duke.
I was going to say, didn't people watch the ACC tournament? NC State always beats North Carolina.
And batting cleanup, DJ Burns.
Yeah. And who's the other? DJ Horn will be betting leadoff.
Yeah, sure.
Jake.
Yeah, go around the world.
Jake, who's the best superhero?
This is going to sound like pandering, but it definitely is Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. We'll talk about that later.
Too. Yeah, we'll talk about
that. I have a really strong take on who my second favorite superhero is. Maybe we'll do that a little later. But let's get into, because... because Ken and I, give me a good dollar. Ken and I are off tomorrow, so we'll give you our bets for the NBA play-in right now. Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier both ruled out for tomorrow's game, the Heat-Bulls game, to determine who will lose to the Celtics in the first round. We also got news, Ken, during the show on Alex Caruso that appears to be positive. Per Woj, Alex Caruso's left sprained ankle. There is optimism that Caruso will be in the lineup tomorrow. And how interesting is this? So Butler is ruled out. Terry Rozier is ruled out. Looks like Caruso's going to play. And the Miami Heat have gotten bet out at BetMGM, and I just refreshed to make sure that this is right. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite now after being a 1.5-point favorite earlier in the show, you know, before it was official that Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier were going to be ruled out. So Heat minus 2.5, totals 205.5, Miami minus 130 to win the game, the Bulls plus 105. Let's start with the line movement here, and if you're surprised by it, and then we'll give our analysis and bets for the game.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Because I think usually, especially with these like standalone games, you have a star injury. And look at what's, not that Giannis and Jimmy Butler are the same player, but you just look at like what happened to the Bucks Pacers price in game one with all of this talk about Giannis missing the game. Like, just, it's not a market that's moving as I would have expected. So it you know, for example, like if you show up and you're like, well, I want to bet the Heat because it's really contrarian. No, it isn't. I mean, it isn't. Like, they're both announced out. I know the price opened low with the idea that he probably wouldn't play. Low. But I think if I liked anything in this game, I would just bet the under, which sounds hideous because of what the Heat did against the Sixers the other night. But just like, I don't know, 205.5. Like, the Heat aren't going to want to play a game like that. That's not how they wanted to play against Philly either. They're going to throw that, like, really clunky, awesome zone defense at Chicago. They're going to brick a ton of shots. Like, this is what the Miami Heat want to play a game that goes under the total. I think they're going to have success. I liked the under last night. I think it was obviously the right side, but it lost. That's fine. And you have a slightly lower market in this game with another Heat total, and they're missing Jimmy Butler, and they're not going to get Rozier back. I like the under again.
So Ken, we'll be on the under. Yeah, I don't know what I'm missing here. I'd like for Caruso to play, so maybe I'll like wait to make sure that Caruso's playing to feel a little better about it. Who's handling the ball for the Heat? Like, who's gonna like dribble the basketball?
Like Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson.
Great, give me the Bulls. I like the Bulls to win.
Also, how are they getting a shot off with more than 3 seconds on the shot clock when those guys are running the offense? I mean, what is this going to be? Yeah.
So maybe I'm like way off here, and like the Heat just do their voodoo thing, and Spoelstra's obviously a great coach. Give me your Chicago Bulls. I'll take the Bulls to win tomorrow night against the Miami Heat. On the other side, bets for the Kings and Pelly Pels.